The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast is brought to you by iBeCool Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive ice-fill cooling technology, along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkul.com to learn more. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori. My guest is Alison Metcalf, Executive Vice President of Tourism Ireland, and we're at Whistling Straits, overlooking a golf course that almost looks like we could be in Ireland. Alison, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Anne. Oh, it's a wonderful day here. The weather's also like you would expect to see in Ireland, too. Yes, fantastic to be here.
And it's great to see you. I haven't seen you in a while because of the pandemic.
I know. I think it's been about 18 months. And I think that this last week since Labor Day, everybody's getting out on the road again. And I think we're all enjoying seeing each other face to face. And, Zoom was great, but it's just not quite the same. No. I mean, I'm just delighted to be out here and really excited to see how the match is. It's day one today. And we're obviously very excited to see. Very few of us supporting Europe, I think, obviously with the travel ban. So we're out supporting the European team and keen to see what the Irish players can do within that team. So.
Well, when you talk about golf, I mean, the Irish have so many players represented and so many really wonderful things coming up on the Emerald Isle, right? As far as major championships, you have the British Open going back to Royal Portrush in 2025. You have the Ryder Cup at Adair Manor in 2027. And you have all these Irish players that are representing their country so well. What's with all the golf and all the Irish?
Well, as you said, it doesn't get any better. I mean, if you look at Ryder Cup, we've obviously got, Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy playing. You've got an Irish captain in Harrington. Graham McDowell is a vice captain. So there's a great start. And I think having the Open back to Portrush in 2025, we're delighted with that. It's actually sooner than we thought, but it was such a great success. We were both there in 2019, and I've no doubt that it will be bigger and better in 2025. Listen, I think... what is it with the Irish? Well, I think it's the golf. Golf courses, first and foremost. We've got, more than one-third of the world's true links courses. So great golf. And I think also there's a lot of new courses as well to see. I mean, up in the Northwest, when you've got a lot of investment in a new course, you've got the new St. Patrick's course. And I think it's the 19th hole as well. I mean, everybody has a great time. And I think that's when people come to Ireland, they know they're going to have a super experience on the course. But it's also the hospitality and the warmth of welcome and other things to do and see off the course. And I think one final thing that we're really proud about is, I think, in terms of the women's game, I think, look at Leona Maguire with Solheim. Just look, as a rookie on that team, look at the contribution she made. I think the game is in great shape. Solheim was really competitive this year. And I'm delighted to see that Leona, people know who she is now. They know that she's a great golfer from Ireland. And I don't think many people knew that.
Yeah, for that young woman to go into her first Solheim Cup and play every single format and to go undefeated, that was quite a wonderful Solheim Cup debut. And of course Europe beat the United States on American soil, so what a great representative for the women. As far as we're talking about Padraig Harrington, we talk about Darren Clark, we talk about Rory McIlroy and Sean Lowry, but here's a woman from Ireland who's really shining over here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, as you said earlier, they're all great ambassadors for not only for Irish golf, but for Ireland as a whole. I'm very proud of where they've come from. They've competed together very often as juniors, and then they make it onto the tour. Other women like Stephanie Meadows, originally from Northern Ireland, again, she's on the LPGA Tour. So I think they just, they're friendly. They're very proud of where they come from. And I think the connections between the U.S. and Ireland continue to prevail, and it comes through golf. And I think it's great this week just to see the European team, and particularly the Irish golfers, commenting on the success of the ladies at the Solheim and thinking, okay, let's try and follow the girls and let's try and get the job done, right?
So I know that the United States is such an important market in terms of revenue for Tourism Ireland, and I read where the revenue generated by American visitors in 2019 was $1.6 billion. Can you make up for the years of the pandemic, do you think, in the future?
I think we can. I think, but I think we're under no illusion that it's going to be, you know, a slow road to recovery. Obviously, we had such great growth before 2019, and a lot of that was driven by a huge increase in direct air access. So, air access and flights will come back as demand increases. And our job at Tourism Ireland, and right now, we feel the time is right to start to restart tourism. So, we're inviting people to press the green button. We're launching a new campaign next week in the US. A significant investment will be on television and across all digital and social channels. So I think, you know, we feel confident that we will certainly be able to win business back. But I say it's about restarting first and really being very targeted in who we go after to try and bring business back. Cause it's such an important industry for the Irish economy. Supports over on the island 325,000 jobs pre-COVID. We know there's a lot of pent-up demand. We also know that people are looking to create vacations where they can spend time with their family and friends in welcoming and very familiar destinations. And we think Ireland offers a good fit for that. We know there's obviously strong bonds that connect the two countries. But I think the most important thing for us is we're just re-emphasizing it's the welcome. There's lots to do and see, and you know, beyond the history and the heritage and the culture and wonderful attractions, there's the great outdoors, there's golf obviously, but I think during the pandemic people have had a lot more time to engage in new activities, whether it's hiking, biking, sea kayaking, and Ireland offers a great variety of things to do, great for families, great for individuals, so we're really looking forward to rolling out the green carpet and really saying to everyone in the US, we've missed you, we want you to come back soon, and as that demand increases, I've no doubt that we'll see the flights returning. So we'll get back there. It's just a question of how long is it going to take and just restoring that consumer confidence.
And I know as far as tea times go, people who didn't get over last year or this summer really need to get on the horn and start booking those tea times in 2022 because so many people, the demand, I think, will be very strong next year.
Absolutely. I mean, as you rightly say, business from 2020 got transferred, and then obviously some of that's got transferred further into 2022. The good news is, though, Ireland opened up to vaccinated Americans on July the 19th, and there have been quite a lot of golfers going over. And I know in talking to friends of mine and industry colleagues over there, they're just loving hearing American accents in Killarney and, you know, in Waterville and up in Donegal and everywhere else and in Dublin too. So, yes, I would encourage people to book early. If you want to get on some of those trophy courses, I would look to book as early as you can. But there will be enough capacity for everybody, and particularly if you're going back and you want to play some of those lesser known courses. But no, I think, you know, the golfers are going to be one of the first markets back, a very important market for us.
A dear friend of mine, Tom Coyne, the best-selling author, he recently wrote a course called America, but he did a book called A Course Called Ireland. He was over this summer, I read and saw, with none other than the actor Bill Murray. So that got a lot of attention.
It certainly did. And I think, you know, Bill obviously had a lot of fun playing golf. He was over with his family and they were filming. But I think, you know, he had as much fun from what I could see. And again, just looking, reading the press reports, he had as much fun off the course as he did on the course. So listen, a great ambassador for Irish golf. And as you said, Tom's book, A Golf Course Called Ireland, really talks to some of the, you know, the great courses and the great holes. But he talks about, you know, all the other great stories that and all the other things to do and see. As he walked around Ireland, I mean, several years ago, doing his research for that book.
Have you had a chance to play at all during some downtime?
I have, actually, yes. I managed to get over to see family the end of June, found that window in between all of the COVID pieces, and I did get to play when I was back home, and it was fantastic. Really well organized, and what I have to say is that, the courses, I suppose, sometimes we would just rock up and play, but no, you book tea times, it's all online, really easy to do. And I think you've seen, whether it's the golf courses or the attractions, they've all upped their game in terms of using technology, so you can, you know, you can pre-book your visit to an attraction. And obviously you would be booking your tea times, but when you're playing at a local golf course, sometimes when you're over, we would just sort of get up early and go over and see if we could get on the course, you have to book now. But yeah, it was very good.
So the courses, you know, everybody has heard about the Lynx courses and the Parkland courses. Talk a little bit about the accommodations, Alison, because there's so much variety there. You can go from an incredible castle to a manor, to a B&B, and I just think that's so fascinating because your trip can be so varied, and there's so many different areas of Ireland as well.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you really can mix and match. So depending upon what kind of experience you want and how much you want to spend, you've got everything from the five-star castle hotels, Ashford, Dromoland, and others, right the way through to sort of small country manor houses, inns, bed and breakfasts, and also private rentals. I mean, and I think that's one thing we have seen during the pandemic, an increase in demand for private rentals. And again, you could be taking a wing of a historic house. It can be a condo. It can be a beautiful manor house. It can be a lighthouse. It can be whatever. There's all sorts of really interesting accommodation. But the point is, there's lots of it. There's a lot of great variety. And I think that's, you know, part of the experience. If you're staying in a B&B or a guest house, or maybe one of the independently owned historic manor houses, a Blue Book property, they all offer a different experience. And also when people are planning trips, I think golfing trips, one thing that we always try and emphasize is that you don't have to be driving every day, you know, so you can base yourself in different regions. And with that, then you've got a different choice of accommodation. So whether you're basing yourself in Killarney or you're going to be basing yourself up in Sligo, if you want to the northwest or up around Portrush, there's lots of different options. And again, if you're planning a trip, book early, because we do expect there to be a significant demand.
And here you are in the United States for one of your first trips as a tourism Ireland company trip, right, with the minister. And talk a little bit about this trip and what's yet on the agenda.
So, yeah, we're delighted to have Ireland's Minister for Tourism, Catherine Martin, with us. She's with us on a trip this week to the US. So we're in Chicago. We've had a couple of days in Chicago where we've been talking to our industry partners, to airlines, to tour operators, reminding them and telling them all about our new relaunch campaign. Minister's been updating the industry on the situation in Ireland. Ireland is open. It's literally about to relax its final restrictions. And also it's worth pointing out 91% of adults in Ireland are fully vaccinated, and I think that's really important when people are considering a destination and they want that confidence. So we've been spending time talking to the media and reminding people about what Ireland has to offer. We're here at the Ryder Cup, obviously very excited about that, and with the Ryder Cup coming to Ireland in 2027, so we have 6 years to really promote that and coming to Adair Manor and a beautiful part of the island. And then we're heading to New York in a couple of days' time to do another very busy program, talking to the media, talking to airline and industry partners. It's our business is all about partnership, and we're looking to support those businesses that that are promoting Ireland and programming Ireland for golf and for other types of vacations. So we are hitting the restart button. We're asking people to press that green button and saying to them, have you booked your trip to Ireland yet, whether it's a golf trip or something else? And if not, we're looking forward to welcoming you as soon as possible.
Ireland is open for business. It's so great to connect with you again. Allison, I've missed you, and can't wait to get back over to the Emerald Isle.
Thanks. Always great to see you. Appreciate it.
Allison Metcalf, Tourism Ireland. The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast was brought to you by IB Cole Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive Iceville cooling technology along with SPF 50+ sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkol.com to learn more.